stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. So happy to be here with you. It's Wednesday, July 23rd. Transit agencies are stepping up to keep crowds moving during a packed Comic-Con. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The San Diego City Council has held a final vote on accessory dwelling units, also known as ADUs. Reforms to current ADU regulations were approved last month, with hundreds of residents showing up to voice their concerns. The plan calls for no more than 4 ADUs on lots smaller than 8,000 square feet and no more than 6 on lots larger than 10,000 square feet. Mayor Gloria will need to sign off on the new rules before they go into effect 30 days later. Home sales in San Diego County are slightly down for the month of June, with a small increase in sales for California as a whole. Now, let me add some additional context there for you. Over 250,000 homes were sold in June in California. That number represents a 4% boost from total sales this time last month. However, that number is still a decline from total home sales this time last year. Mayor Todd Gloria has agreed to clear encampments considered unsafe or unsanitary from around state freeways. An agreement has now been reached with the California Department of Transportation, aka Caltrans, to take on the task. The one-year pilot program will permit city crews and law enforcement to either clean or clear encampments. Officials are focusing on state freeways that run through parts of Little Italy, downtown, Sherman Heights, East Village, and Barrio Logan. The program is designed to adhere to California state policy. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered. Only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
Comic-Con is here, and hundreds of thousands of fans and spectators are expected to fill the Gaslamp Quarter this week. Video journalist Matthew Bowler says while you can drive downtown, you don't have to.
Parking in downtown is always a challenge, but this is Comic-Con. Christopher Cannoli wears a gold Darth Vader costume he calls Dude Vader. He says he's taken the trolley every day to the con from his alma mater, UC San Diego. For him, it's all part of the fun.
And if you take the trolley from anywhere out of San Diego, you're going to see cosplayers on the trolley.
Comic-Con organizers say in recent years, attendance has topped 130,000. San Diego City Councilman Stephen Whitburn is chair of the Metropolitan Transit System Board of Directors. He says transit ridership spikes during the con.
Last year, MTS saw more than 265,000 additional passenger trips during Comic-Con weekend.
Whitburn says he's taking the trolley to Comic-Con because it's part of the con experience.
You've got a lot of people who are dressed up in costume on the trolley with you. It is an absolute ball.
Dude Vader says he's catching the 9 a.m. blue line from UC San Diego on Thursday and Friday. He's happy to pose for pictures and spread Comic-Con joy, as long as he doesn't miss his transfer at the Santa Fe station to the Green Line. Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
Stay with us for more on Comic-Con later in the show. Scientists at UC San Diego's Scripps Institution of Oceanography have created a new 5-day forecast, not for the weather, but for water pollution. Science and tech reporter Thomas Fudge fills us in.
Raw sewage flows from the Tijuana River have forced the closure of San Diego beaches countless times. So scientists have found a way to forecast how clean or dirty that water will be. They're using data about winds, tides, waves, and currents to determine when pollution from south of the border will show up along beaches like Imperial Beach or the Silver Strand. Oceanographer Falk Feddersen led the project called the Pathogen Forecast Model, now found on a website people can use.
Overall goal of the project is stated can be stated this way. We want to be able to allow a family to know whether they can take their kids to the beach on the weekend.
The model can predict coastal pollution 5 days into the future. People can use it by going to the website pfmweb.ucsd.edu. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
A KPBS investigation found the euthanasia rates for dogs at San Diego County-run animal shelters has skyrocketed in recent years. Reporter Scott Rod says volunteers and former employees claim many dogs are being put down unnecessarily.
Hi, pretty girl. Are you Lily Jean? Huh? Oh, you just want loves. You just want loves.
Lily Jean was a 1.5-year-old German Shepherd mix with black fur and touches of white. She entered San Diego County's animal shelter system as a stray last spring. In a video provided to KPBS, she approaches the camera when she wants pets and scratches.
Hello. Hello. Oh, hi. Look how pretty you are. Look how pretty.
Days after this video was taken, the shelter euthanized Lily Jean.
I am left with the same questions you are, as I don't understand the decision-making process for this dog.
Lena Dittar is an associate clinical professor at Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine. She reviewed Lily Jean's medical and behavioral file. The paperwork shows someone adopted the Shepherd mix, but returned her after a few days. They said Lily Jean was scared of a lot of things and wasn't potty trained. Later, a shelter supervisor described her as frantic while leashing and nervous of her surroundings. The shelter labeled Lily Jean as a, quote, fearful dog, and decided this behavioral condition was simply untreatable.
Nothing in that behavior memo tells me why you would make a behavioral euthanasia decision on this dog. There are no red flags. The fact that a dog is not potty trained, I mean, we see that all the time in shelters.
A volunteer had reached out to foster Lily Jean the day before she was put down. The shelter moved forward with euthanizing her anyways. San Diego County shelters serve the county's unincorporated areas and take in thousands of dogs every year. Most are adopted out or reunited with their owners. But a growing number of dogs are being put down for behavioral reasons. A months-long investigation by KPBS found the county shelter's euthanasia rate for dogs has more than doubled since 2019. The shelters euthanized over 400 canines last year. The county's Department of Animal Services declined an interview request. In a statement, county spokesperson Chuck Westerhide said, quote, "Euthanasia decisions in animal shelters are among the most difficult and emotionally challenging responsibilities in the field of animal welfare. These decisions are never made lightly. They involve careful assessment by veterinary staff with behavioral training and management teams." The county says it stands by its decision to euthanize Lily Jean and other dogs with behavioral issues because their conditions were, quote, untreatable. In fact, the Department of Animal Services claims it hasn't euthanized a single dog with a treatable medical or behavioral condition in a decade. KPBS interviewed nearly a dozen former staffers and volunteers who say they're skeptical of this claim. So is Dittar.
It's just semantics.
She reviewed the county's shelter statistics and paperwork for several euthanized dogs.
Any animal that they make a decision that euthanasia is the right thing for it automatically becomes classified as untreatable and unhealthy. And this happens all the time. Like, shelters do this all the time because these terms are vague.
The county says it has a committee of department leaders and medical professionals that examines the case files of dogs before deciding their fate. But it doesn't keep records of these meetings. KPBS reviewed 200 pages of paperwork on euthanized dogs and found no mention of this committee. The staffers and volunteers interviewed by KPBS acknowledge euthanasia may be necessary when dogs are seriously ill or aggressive. But they say the county euthanizes many dogs with mild behavioral issues that could be treated with the right training.
In my opinion, I feel like the county takes the easy way out and saying like, oh, we'll just euthanize and it's not our problem.
Christina Smith is a former animal care attendant at the county's Carlsbad shelter. Smith previously worked at an animal rescue that specializes in rehabilitating dogs with behavioral problems. She wanted to bring that expertise to the county shelter system.
My skills were being not utilized. I feel like I got a lot of backlash for trying.
animal care attendants are often responsible for euthanizing dogs. Smith spoke up when she disagreed with management's decisions.
When multiple of us would vouch for a dog and say, like, don't do this because this is workable, the decision was still made. So I feel like we had no voice.
Smith resigned last year, in part because of the mental and emotional toll. Many of her colleagues also left. The Department of Animal Services had a staff turnover rate of nearly 70% last year. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
KPBS journalist Lainey Alfaro contributed research and reporting to this investigation. Tomorrow on the pod, we'll bring you part two. After more than half a year without one, the county's District 1 has a supervisor again. Paloma Aguirre was sworn in yesterday. Reporter Alexander Nguyen was at the ceremony.
We did it, guys! We did it!
To cheers and applause, Paloma Aguirre is now officially the new county supervisor for District 1.
I'm ready to lead, and we're just getting started.
Aguirre says she's ready to fight for South Bay, and the people have made their voices heard.
You demanded real urgency, verdadera urgencia, because the slow status quo isn't working. To the people of District 1, I hear you loud and clear. I didn't come to the county to sit back. I came here to fight back.
One of Aguirre's first actions as supervisor was bringing attention to the border sewage crisis. She says she would be calling a sewage crisis action meeting on Thursday. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Comic-Con kicks off tonight, and if you want to see George Lucas make his first ever appearance this Sunday in Hall H, you might want to listen to these tips from our arts reporter, Beth Accomando.
Carrie Dixon is a veteran Comic-Con attendee and editor-in-chief of the San Diego Comic-Con unofficial blog. But even she's uncertain of how intense the Hall H lines will be for George Lucas's first ever panel on Sunday morning.
That panel in particular is why, if you are attending Comic-Con, it is so incredibly important that you are on social media.
Hall H seats 6,400, but with more than 135,000 attendees, you'll have to plan ahead. That could mean lining up a day or even two in advance to get a wristband. Comic-Con's website has the full rules, but Dixon has a few general tips for Hall H.
First, I would not try to do Hall H alone. Working in groups is definitely the single biggest advantage. And if you're like, well, I don't know anyone, there are so many places that you can go online, like to try to find other people forming lines. Number two, don't be afraid to just get that wristband and go back to your hotel. And then the third thing, just be willing to adapt. So you can go in with a plan, but you just have to be willing to adapt and, like, keep your phone on, because, like, who knows?
Everything we just said, it might change. So may the force be with you. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego News Now online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for hanging out with me and listening. Have a great day.
Stay connected to the world around you. KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.